Yes.
Almighty God, without whose help labor is useless, without whose light search is vain, we, their unworthy servants here gathered together in their name, do most humbly beseech thee to send them their heavenly wisdom from above to direct and guide us in all our deliberations, and laying aside all private interests, prejudices, and partial affections, the result of all our counsels may be to the glory of thy blessed name.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the time is now past 10. I move that SO5 to be suspended to commence the business of the House.
Let me second that.
Mr. Speaker, I so second.
Honorable members, it has been moved and seconded that SO5 to be suspended so that the business of the House may commence, it being past 10. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Tuesday, 22nd November 2016.
Honorable members, the votes and proceedings for Tuesday, 22nd November 2016. As usual, page 1. Page 1. Yeah. Speak through the mic, please. Page 2. Page 3. Yes. Yes, Mr. Clerk, have that corrected, please. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5 and page 6. There be no amendments or correction. Will somebody move for the adoption of the record of votes and proceedings for Tuesday, 22nd November 2016?
Mr. Speaker, I so move.
Any second?
So second, Mr. Speaker.
Was it not you that moved it? Who was it that moved? Honorable members, that move and seconded that the votes and proceeding for Tuesday, 22nd November 2016 be adopted. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Tuesday, 22nd November 2016 has been adopted. Motion of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service. Proposed by Honorable Ibrahim Adbondo, second by Honorable Claude B. M. Kamanda.
Mr. Speaker, Honorable Members, fourth session of the fourth Parliament of the Second Republic of Sierra Leone. 16th report of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service on Parliamentary Vetting of Presidential Nominations. Number 1, Introduction. Mr. Speaker, Honorable Members, the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service, alive to its constitutional obligation, met on Wednesday, 30th November 2016, and interviewed 8 presidential nominees for appointments as follows. 1, Chairman, Sierra Leone Council for Postgraduate Colleges of Health Specialities. 2, Chairman, Electricity Distribution and Supply Authority. 3, 2 members, Electricity Distribution and Supply Authority. 4, 2 board members, National Drug Enforcement Agency Board. And 5, Member, Sierra Leone Electricity and Water Regulatory Commission. And 6, Board Member, Sierra Leone Ports Authority. Number 2, Procedure. The committee conducted its hearing with its set framework of procedures. The nominees were interviewed on issues pertaining to their educational background to ensure that they have the relevant education and necessary backup experience to man short important offices of state. Further probing questions put to the nominees covered wide-ranging issues relating to their track records in pertinent work situation, declared assets, tax obligations, and their vision for a nationally productive tenure. Issues of unsuitability or otherwise were closely looked into. 16 sittings of the committee on 16 sittings of the committee on Wednesday, 30th November 2016. The following nominees were interviewed on oath. Professor Ramat.
Number, Mr. Leader.
Number 1. Yes, that's 3-1. Professor Durodami Radcliffe-Lisk. Professor Durodami Radcliffe-Lisk, proposed chairman, Sierra Leone Council for Postgraduate Colleges of Health Specialties. Professor Lisk is a world-renowned neurologist with extensive international work experience. He is currently a consultant neurologist to the Ministry of Health and Sanitation, the coordinator, Tropical Health and Education Trust, THET UK, Epilepsy Project Sierra Leone, and 3, unpaid visit professor, College of Medicine and Allied Sciences. Professor Lisk has an enormous wealth of board experience and a long list of academic and medical publications to his name. Responding to probing questions on the need for Sierra Leone to have a council for postgraduate colleges of health specialties, Professor Lisk opined that Sierra Leone has never had the opportunity to train its own medical specialists. Postgraduate training or surgeons, physicians, gynecologists and pediatricians have all been done abroad, and there are issues arising from that. Firstly, he said, many of those sent abroad from training do not come back, and we are losing many trained specialists to the United States, United Kingdom, and other first world countries. Secondly, he said, the cost involved in postgraduate training abroad is a major drain on government resources. Finally, he said, doctors are trained on the job. I quote, so when we send our doctors for training abroad, it means that during their period of training, they are actually working and helping the health services of the host country instead of working at home in Sierra Leone whilst pursuing their postgraduate courses. Because of all of this, we felt that it's about time to have a postgraduate college of specialties. Of specialists. To be honest with this house, Sierra Leone is the last Anglophone territory in West Africa to establish a medical postgraduate college, he said, end of quotes. Number 2, Professor Dr. Kabine Nkrumah. Professor Dr. Kabine Nkrumah, proposed chairman, Electricity Distribution and Supply Authority. Professor Dr. Kabine has over 20 years of successful academic career in leadership, teaching and training in Africa and the USA. He has a rich background and a wide range of business undertakings, including geotechnical consultancy and social enterprise in Europe and Africa. The nominee has excellent negotiation and bargaining skills, conception and implementation of The nominee has excellent negotiation and bargaining skills, conception and implementation of major phone sourcing initiatives for various business projects. Professor Kabine has a wealth of board experience and has previously served as board chairman, Mineral Advisory Board 2010 to 2014. Reacting to probing questions in his strategy to solve the electricity problem in the country, Professor Dr. Kabine Nkrumah said, and I quote, "I think the best way to do it is for me to help provide the leadership not only to the Electricity Distribution and Supply Authority, but to the ministry as well. The government has set itself to achieve laudable goals within a specified deadline, and I am sure that if I obtain the blessing of this House, I will draw on my wealth of experience for the success of this institution. I promise to do my best," he said, end of quote. Mr. Kalelu Umaru Ba, a.k.a. Keuba. Mr. Kalelu Umaru Ba, proposed board member, National Drug Enforcement Agency. Mr. Keuba, as he is fondly called, is a veteran civil servant of no mean standing. He joined the Sierra Leone Civil Service in 1981, rose through the ranks, and retired as Director General of the Ministry of Defense. The nominee has a wealth of work experience in provincial administration, where he served as 1984 to 1989 Assistant District Officer Kenema, 1989 to 1992 District Officer Bond, 1993 to 1994 District Officer Kwenadugu, 1994 to 1996 District Officer Potloko. Mr. Ba also served as Permanent Secretary in a number of government ministries. Responding to committee's inquiries, Mr. Keuba agreed with the committee that drug abuse is a perennial problem in Sierra Leone. I quote, "Youth as well as some older people nationwide indulge in it," he said, end of quote. Mr. Ba promised to draw on his experience in provincial administration and at the Ministry of Defense to help enforce the drug law to minimize the problem of drug abuse situation in the country, end of quote. Mr. Ibrahim Kabia. Mr. Ibrahim Kabia, proposed member, Sierra Leone Electricity and Water Regulatory Commission. Mr. Kabia is the president of the Consumer Protection Council in Sierra Leone. He has previously served as board member, National Telecommunications Commission. Reacting to the committee's probing questions, Mr. Kabia promised to cooperate and collaborate with other board members to formulate policies that will make water and electricity accessible to the public. Mr. Amadou Doumbouya. Mr. Amadou Doumbouya, proposed member, Electricity Distribution and Supply Authority. Mr. Amadou Doumbouya is a chartered accountant with an impressive mix of knowledge, skills, and abilities in financial management, backed by 29 years of professional work experience. Mr. Doumbouya has consistently served the Sierra Leone State Lottery from 1987 to date, and is currently the Director of Finance. Answering to probing questions, Mr. Doumbouya opined that there is no way this nation will develop without electricity. Electricity, he said, is the power that is needed to run the engine of development. Quote, "It is therefore not a mistake that His Excellency the President has made electricity one of his priorities. I promise to do my best to help actualize the dreams of the President for this nation," he said, end of quote. Miss Ada Conte. Ms. Ada Conte, proposed board member, National Drug Law Enforcement Agency. Ms. Ada Conte is a consumer protection activist. She has previously served as a board member of the Sierra Leone Electricity and Water Regulatory Commission. Ms. Ada Conte agreed with the committee that the drug abuse situation in the country was bad and that everything must be done to combat it. Ms. Ada Conte promised not only to help enforce the drug laws, but to embark on the sensitization of youths to educate them on the problems of drug abuse to themselves, their families, and their communities. Quote, "As a youth, I know they will listen to me," he said, end of quote. Mr. Edward Yarime Kamara. Mr. Edward Yerime Kamara, proposed board member, Sierra Leone Ports Authority. Mr. Edward Yerime Kuruma, yes. No, nice. Yes. So, honorable members, please make that correction. Mr. Edward Yerime Kamara is a trade unionist and the Secretary General of the Sierra Leone Union of Postal and Telecommunication Employees. Responding to the committee, Mr. Edward Yerime Kamara, another correction also, said that as a trade unionist, he knew the executive of the Maritime and Dock Workers Union and was au fait with their union issues. Quote, I have had discussions with them. I know some of their concerns and I believe I'll be able to give appropriate advice on the burning issues of casual workers, minimum daily wage and other issues. I promise to do my best, he said, end of quote. Mr. Edward Kome. Mr. Edward Kome, proposed member, Electricity Distribution and Supply Authority. Mr. Edward Kome is a consumer protection activist, 2004 to date, and is the national coordinator of the Consumer Protection Agency. Outlining his strategy, Mr. Edward Kome promised to cooperate with colleague board members to protect the consumers by ensuring that management promptly looked into and addressed their complaints. Number four, recommendations. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the committee adjudged the following presidential nominees to be suitably qualified for their proposed appointment, and they are recommended to the House for approval. Professor Durodemi Ratcliffe-Lisk, Chairman, Sierra Leone Council for Postgraduate Colleges of Health Specialities. Professor Dr. Kabine Kuruma, Chairman, Electricity Distribution and Supply Authority. Mr. Kalilu Oba, Board Member, National Drug Law Enforcement Agency. Mr. Ibrahim M. Kabia, Member, Sierra Leone Electricity and Water Regulatory Commission. Mr. Amadou Doumbouya, Member, Electricity Distribution and Supply Authority. Ms. Ada Conte, Member, National Drug Law Enforcement Agency. Mr. Edward Yerime Kamara, Board Member, Sierra Leone Ports Authority. And Mr. Edward Kome, Electricity Distribution and Supply Authority. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the 16th report is the unanimous decision of the committee. I therefore move that the 16th report of the fourth session of the Committee on Appointment and the Public Service be adopted by the House and that the recommendations contained therein be approved. Signed by Peter J. Kulagbanda, the clerk, for and on behalf of me. Thank you very much, as the chairman.
Any seconder?
Mr. Speaker, honourable members, I so second the motion.
Honourable members, the question is that be it resolved that the 16th report of the fourth session of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service be adopted by the House and that the recommendations contained therein be approved. Yes, Claude.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honourable members, today again we have set of presidential nominees for Electricity Distribution and Supply Authority, National Drug Enforcement Agency, Sierra Leone Electricity and Water Regulatory Commission, and the Sierra Leone Port Authority. Mr. Speaker, honourable members, I will only comment on two of them, and that is the Electricity Distribution and Supply Authority. Mr. Speaker, honourable members, I am informed that power is now available, a major challenge as a nation and as an entity is its distribution and or supply. And so I want to call on the proposed chairman, should you be approved by this House, and team to go out there and work very hard to see that we meet this challenge. on the area of the drugstore agency, National Drug Enforcement Agency. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, in the past, we used to hear about a drug called Take Over Me. But today, we do hear about Tramadol. Tramadol. That is destroying the lives of our young people. And from the background on that, so not even the young one, even us, destroying us. We are misusing the drug. And I want to call members here present that are going to the board, should it be approved. We need a lot of sensitization and awareness raising on the proper and appropriate use of drugs. Drugs should be used for medication and not used to destroy us and our neighbors, our loved ones. And so, proposed nominees, should you be approved, please go out there, especially with the submission of Ms. Ada Conte, that as a youthful nominee, should be approved. She'll go out there and talk to colleagues, young people, and see how best the misuse of drug is addressed or minimized. Thank you very much.
And the Honorable Muluku.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for giving me the opportunity to contribute to the nomination of this fine gentleman and lady. I seize the opportunity to thank HED President for appointing this fine team. As you all know, when the APC government came into power in 2007, our priority, one of the priorities we had was energy. And we challenged, and we cajoled, and we said within 100 days, we will light Freetown, and that we did within 100 days. Mr. Speaker, I am very proud to report to this House that from 2007 to now, today we can boast of permanent electricity in Freetown. People can now boast of drinking cold water, cold beer, because there is light. Even to come to work, they will iron their clothes in the morning. So the question about light and energy is a thing of the past. And I thank HED President for having a minister, former diplomat, former ambassador, to head that ministry after troubled times. The turnover in that ministry was too much. Since Henry McCauley came, we have seen a marked difference. The vision of HED President was to get 1,000 megawatts for this country. And we are moving towards that. Just a couple of months ago, I witnessed a commissioning of the hydro dam in Poloko. And I was very much impressed. Not too long ago, we'll see the same commission in Mayamba, Grosta, Madlantiwang. That's to the credit of HED President and this minister. Mr. Speaker, now I come to the nominees. I will zero in on two people, Professor Dr. Kabine Koroma. Dr. Kabine.
Please resume your seat.
Yeah.
Order, honorable members. Order, please. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Dr. Kabine, I have known for the past 50 years. Dr. Kabine Koroma, I left in Moscow in 1969 when I proceeded to the USA to continue further studies together with the minority leader Ansu Kai Kai. So I have known Dr. Kabine Koroma all these years. Dr. Kabine Koroma is a renowned professor. He has lectured in Monrovia, Liberia, in Germany, but he has a burning desire to come and help his people in Sierra Leone. And when the call came in 3-4 years ago, Dr. Kabine Koroma came and served this country well as chairman of the Minerals Board. After that, as a family man, he devoted the next 2 years to nurturing his family. Today, the call has come from HD President to come and fulfill his dream of getting 1,000 megawatts of electricity in this country. And he's the right man to be put in that kind of position. He's a go-getter. He's a team player. And I'm pretty sure he'll work with his minister and the committee in parliament to achieve the president's dream of getting 1,000 megawatts. I thank Mr. President, and I'm pretty sure Dr. Kabine Koroma, if confirmed, he'll be a team player and we'll see that the dream of HD the president be achieved. And I thank him for that. The other nominee that I've known since he was a youth is Mr. Kabia. Mr. Kabia, to his credit, he was in DATCOM. And he's been appointed twice now to be in the Electricity ETSA Commission. That is to his credit, because the previous board was sacked by HD President for not performing. By bringing in Kabia back, that is about to say that he's confident that Kabia did a pretty good job when he was a board member at ETSA. So I thank you for that. The other nominees, I do not know much. But the other one was my schoolboy in the boat school, my younger boy in the boat school. K. Oba, very proud man, excelled himself, a senior civil servant. And I'm pretty sure if approved, he'll do miracles at his new assignment. Mr. Speaker, with these few words, I urge my colleagues to approve these five nominees so that we can achieve the dream of HD President of 1,000 megawatts in this country. I thank you.
Honorable JB.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Honorable members, I happen to be a member of the appointment committee. And I am making these contributions because of the issue of respect about seniority that was at play when we were in that meeting. This is the first time I saw the leader of government business and the leader of government business and leader of this parliament, a leader of the house, going down to show real seniority at play when our brother K. Oba was right before him. He can only be asked questions. Why? Because he knew K. Oba has always played his best at the age, at both school and in the government circles. So today, if I'm here, I want to bring to the knowledge who K. Oba is. In the early days of late Mahmoud Idris, I'm a Festus Sewa, I'm a Bengali, in the days of the sweet bow, this gentleman is a gentleman. He's a man. I really want to say this parliament must approve as fast as possible, because it's a big brother who has played his part in the annals of this nation, and he has done his level best to make sure that this country moves on. Today, if Mr. K. Oba is appointed to look at the issues of drug in this nation, I'm very much sure, Alhaji K. Oba, I'm very much sure he's going to produce results. The youth are dying. Many old men are dying because they are taking drugs out of frustration, because much is not happening in Sierra Leone now. They are over frustrated. Their faces are always very ugly as mine because of hunger. Because of hunger. Therefore, the best they can do is to go in for drug addiction. So, Brother K. Oba, or my elder Brother K. Oba, if you are going to look at the issues of drug, please do it as we are in the government service. Because we know you are very much efficient in whatever you want to put premium on, you can do it better. The nominees, the areas where nominees have been appointed by HG, the president, are very prominent areas. Let's look at electricity. And our brother professor, who has done his best right through the world, today is here to make sure that health issues are going to be taken or are going to be put under proper control. Health problem in Sierra Leone is a very serious problem. We don't have many doctors. So if they are most especially the specialized ones, if we are looking as a professor who has made his mark in the world and today back to Sierra Leone to look at medical school, my brother, I draw my hat to you. I know you are a professor and you can deliver, because if you are renowned. Honorable members, let's look at Brother Kabia. I'm a member of the Committee on Information. Mr. Ibrahim Kabia is the man I had known to offer the longest prayer each time he's chair, or each time he's given the opportunity to pray for this nation. He's very close to God, and this time I do believe. If you are close to God, and you've always offered good prayers, please make sure the appointment given to you, you put it into the proper perspective. Please put it into the proper perspective, because this nation is suffering. I had my chairman for energy saying, Freetown has light. And we can enjoy light all over. I live at Colgate. We are always looking at light coming in and going out. Galloping. But that's not the issue. We are now buying unit that is not properly being accounted for. Can you imagine I pay 40 or 50,000 for a unit? I do not know how much I'm paying for a single unit. For some of you who are going to the electric sector, please let this come out so that all of us can know how much I'll be paying for my unit, how much Joe will be paying for his unit in Freetown, in Bo, in Kedema, and all the other areas. Tell us what is the cost of one unit. A liter of petrol for 6,000, but we do not know how much we are paying for units in the area of electricity. That's unfair. It's very much unfair. So if you are giving this appointment, then the president gives this appointment because he wants you people to help him. But in some cases, people just go, get their PDMs, and sit quietly, not making any proper follow-up. The issue of electricity, is one of the topical issues since we've been in this parliament. And each other day, people say we have had light. Light is in Freetown. People are talking about cold water in Freetown. But light in Bo, it comes like a candlelight. Yes, you cannot get proper light in Bo. You cannot get proper light in Kenema. And then to this very moment, we do not even know how much we are paying for units. We appreciate the effort of HG the president. But believe me, there is a problem still. And if you give me the opportunity to go there, go correct those problems. That's our concern. Please, go correct those problems. And to the medical firmman, please make sure if the doctors are there, let's make sure that the doctors you are going to train, let them make sure they work for this nation. Let them work for this nation. So, Mr. Speaker, I will crave the indulgence of this house to approve this fine gentleman. Thank you, and lady. Thank you very much.
Honorable Kuyembe.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I rise to lend my voice to us as members of parliament, contributing to the approval of this fine gentleman and the lady to the positions that they have been assigned to by HE, the president. First of all, before I start, I want to say, with leave from the Speaker of the House, that to thyself be true, he always says, and give credit where credit is due. Incidentally, the Minister of Energy is here, and I want to say that I am going to be true to myself, and energy has improved, at least in Freetown. That the long corridors of blackouts that we used to have on non-electricity in homes has reduced considerably. And to that, I doff my hat to you, Mr. Minister. You have worked hard from the time you assumed office up to now. Honorable members, like I always say, I will give credit.
Ellen, point of correction. This is not the very first time that the Honorable Helen Kuyembe has said the truth. Particularly where this concerns the operation of government, this is not the very first time. It's not the first time, it's not the very first time. Continue.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Honorable members, it cannot be said any louder or clearer. You heard the speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, to our honorable nominees, I want to say, like all members of parliament have just said, most members of parliament have just opined, electricity is very, very vital. I just want to take it a little bit. Now that I have said that we are happy that we are getting electricity, but I want to go a little bit into how particularly that Mr. Kabine has, and his resume here, and what he said during the meeting with the appointment committee, that he will do his best to ensure that he helps not only the electricity supply wing, but also the ministry. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, quite recently we debated on the budget in this house. And in that budget, the Minister of Finance clearly made a clarion call to this nation that we should gravitate towards what we call Salon, made in Salon, or Salon Nawiyon. And I'm bringing this with all due respect to all parties concerned, but to make it crystal clear that it is a personal concern to me and probably to many members sitting in this well or in the general public. And I am not bringing this out to point fingers at any particular person, but to make sure that we all are on the same slate in terms of developing our SMEs and the local content, which has been very, very vocal in our government operations since 2012, as much as I can remember. The president of this nation did say on several occasions that local content should be given credence, and opportunities in every aspect of their operation. Also, the Minister of Finance here, coupled just a week or 2 weeks ago, did clearly say and stated in the budget speech that SMEs would be supported both from the ministry's angle and as all MDAs and all parastatals, as well as well-meaning Sierra Leoneans, to support SMEs. Now, why is it important to support SMEs? SMEs are the contributing force, the engine behind the middle income growth in every country, particularly with Sierra Leone, where we do not have that huge economic growth from the high-ranking sector. We need to encourage our middle income growth area, and that's the area where the SMEs fall. Knowing that is why the minister said, let us support the SMEs. Then back to the local content. Honorable members, I want you to work with me here. I am trying to tie in the local content and the SMEs put together to make my point. The local content issue says we need to support people that within our own environment, Sierra Leoneans, whether young, whether old, whether handicapped, it doesn't matter. What matters is that they are Sierra Leoneans and they have listened to the clarion call of the president and the people of this nation and us as legislators that say we need to bring this country to a better income country in 25 years, as was stated here. So we cannot do that if we do not give the importance and the validity to those SMEs. Now, why am I saying this, or why am I laying this premise? I am laying this premise because I have found out, and I have read in papers, and I have listened to news, to information on the media. And like I said, and I'm going to repeat this, I am not pointing fingers, but I want any party and every party involved, because this is our business. This is Sierra Leone's issue, and it is the issue of every single Sierra Leonean in this room and outside this room. So we all need to pay a lot of attention to it. We are made to clearly understand that electricity has improved, just like I have said. Why did it improve? Most of us who have grown up in this city know fully well what the black meter used to be like. What happened? As kids, we saw wires being meshed from one meter to the other house, from one house to the other house, transferring electricity. And I am going to say this without fear or favor, because I know, and God knows, and most of you in this room know, that it is true that those kinds of things used to happen, and they probably are still happening in this country. And so, if we say, let us do things, let us develop, how can we develop? We have to change. Change brings development. If you do not move from point A to point B, which is change, you will not develop. So if we continue doing the same thing and getting the same results in this country, we are not going to develop. We need to change. So the electricity sector decided to bring in the meter system, which is perfect. That's what's happening in developed countries. You have your prepaid system, you pay as you go. When you don't have it, okay, so be it. You sleep in the darkness. When you can't afford it, you move on. That's perfect. That is making it flexible so that everybody can manage their income based on their needs. And so we have a situation in the ministry, in the energy sector, Mr. Cabinet, and I know you are fully aware of this, or if you may not, I'm just bringing it out here because you have said in the documents here that you will do your best to provide the support, not just to the sector, but to the ministry, so that things will work better. We are meant to understand that an SME, a small company, locally 100% owned company in this. Okay, if it is not 100%, it is a local owned company by our own Sierra Leonean brothers. And
order, Anna.
Mrs.
Honorable Song, no, you don't, you shouldn't. Continue. And please be guided in what you are saying.
Mr. Speaker, I will.
Guided.
I will. And in being guided, I am sure I did say, I am made to understand. I didn't say it is so. I said, I am made to understand, which stands to clarification. I could be corrected. And I also said that it was stated in the papers and in the media, and that also could be corrected if it is not so. So I am guided, Mr. Speaker. Thanks. Back to the issue. My plea here and why I'm bringing this up is, if it is, if we have an SME in the country that is trying very hard to make a change, to make a change.
Mr. Speaker, I stand on SO 34. Whatever the Honourable is trying to put us, the committee has taken its decisions, and I don't think it is necessary for now. If a committee has taken a decision, I don't think it is irrelevant for the Honourable Member to bring it up in Parliament again.
Honourable Ellen, continue.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. With all due respect to my Honourable colleague, I understand that the committee in Parliament are taking decision on that. I am laying a premise to advise the nominee who is coming into the position so that he could use this as a catalogue to help to provide the support that he wants to support the ministry and the sector, Madam Honourable. So, Mr. Cabinet, my plea to you is to work with the hard-working minister who has worked so hard to improve electricity supply in this country to ensure that in your ministry, where we already have some issues going on with an SME, a local content person, and the EDSA and the ministry itself, that it actually, that you work hard on it so that this SME or whoever the SME is given the fair advantage like all others across the board. That is what I am asking for, that at least fair playing ground is provided to all and sundry so that the services that we require in this nation so that we will advance will happen. Mr. Speaker, Honorable Members, I will now go to the drug sector, the drug abuse. That has already been said. My only point I want to make is to the nominee, Mr. K. Oba. We all in this room have had a lot of interactions with Mr. K. Oba. We know what quality and material he's made of. And undoubtedly, I can stand here and say that he will perform, because I know he has performed in the civil service. He has been an excellent civil servant and administrator. And I know that those skills and expertise he is going to bring to that sector so that it will improve. Now, Mr. Ba, one suggestion I want to give you. We keep talking, my colleagues were talking about stopping people from taking drugs, etc., etc. Yeah, we cannot afford to go into every...
Sorry, Honorable Helen, you did say the drug enforcement agency nominee. Is he the only one? But you said D. Mr. Abba. Go on.
I wanted to zoom in on him, Mr. Speaker.
Okay, go on.
Thank you. Mr. Ba and the other nominees in that area need to pay a lot more attention to the sensitization aspects, because we cannot afford as a nation to target every single individual to try to talk to them or prevent them from taking drugs or abusing drugs. What we need to focus our attention on is sensitizing people out there, particularly young people going into the schools, get probably an involvement into the curriculum where they will talk about drug abuse, so that children right from the beginning will understand that abusing drugs is dangerous and it will have an adverse effect not only on them but on the entire nation. So that's the area where Mr. Ba can come in, since he had worked as permanent secretary in the Ministry of Education and elsewhere. He could also be very supportive in that area so that quality sensitization would go on in schools and other institutions, as well as using probably the NGOs or the civil society to spread the news out there that abusing drugs is very dangerous and is not helpful. On that note, Mr. Speaker, Honorable Members, I recommend that this House speedily approves the nominees. Thank you.
The Honorable Ibi Kadu.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I want to commence this statement of mine in support of the President's appointment of very important citizens and nominees by looking at the drugs enforcement entity in this country. And I'm doing so deliberately, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, because I see we have three nominees for that entity alone. And for those of us who recently looked at the allocation made to that entity, we came to realize that the funds made available to that entity cannot even run the present members of that entity. And now we have three more members added to them.
Three or two nominated today?
Two, yes, sorry, Mr. Speaker. Two, I'm just talking about adding more people to an already difficult situation. Having stated that, Mr. Speaker, with that very eloquent correction, I would want to use this opportunity to plead with the Ministry of Finance to take a second hard look at allocation made to this very important entity, the drugs enforcement entity. We cannot underestimate the importance of this institution, Mr. Speaker, because we all know that we rely on an institution of this nature to be able to correct society itself. We never treated it seriously in the past until President Ernest Bai Koroma came to office. And when we had a drugs problem at Lungi Airport, we arrested a few foreigners and Sierra Leoneans. But when it came to find out how to charge them to court, we discovered that we had no laws to address issues of cocaine and other dangerous drugs. The government had to run to Parliament to come up with a new legislation to address this. So, like I said, Mr. Speaker, this is a matter that we should treat very, very seriously. Rumor is circulating that drugs have started infiltrating into the country. And we think that it is this institution that should investigate this matter to find out whether it is true. If it is true, then something urgent has to be done for it. I want to use this opportunity to congratulate the nominees, those Sierra Leoneans who have been seen by the President as suitable to handle this very important institution. A good number of people who have contributed so far have mentioned Keoba. Keoba is a man of the people. He's known all over the place. He went to a school in a town where I also went to school, possibly at a time when I had left the school. But the important thing is that he has performed remarkably well in quite a number of institutions, and this would be one of the fundamental reasons why the President decided to reappoint him to continue to serve the state. So I will congratulate him. You are congratulated, Mr. Ba. The other members also appointed to be members of that
institution, including the lady, and ladies should not be treated slightly these days, are also congratulated, and we hope that you will perform remarkably well. To us, it is important that we treat our ladies well and we make them part and parcel of the running of the state. And this explains why Ms. Conte is part of this whole process. Mr. Speaker, I will now move on to another point, and that is Professor Lisk. I was in India some time ago when the minister in charge of infrastructure in India said that any time you want to develop your country and any government that wants to undertake programs to run the country, you must give science and mathematics premium. Today, if we have people like Professor Lisk, it's because they are scientists. People have served other places and now are quite prepared to serve their own country. Again, you are congratulated, Professor. When President Momo decided that a medical school be established in Sierra Leone, I was present during that occasion. He informed Professor Fore. He said, "Professor, I want a medical school for Sierra Leone." Professor Fore said, "Okay, we can have a faculty at Fore College." The president said, "No, I don't want a faculty. I want a medical school." So today we have a medical school. After many years, we have come to realize that we need to introduce a postgraduate component of that school. And we hope that Professor Lisk will help in putting together the structures, the modalities for that postgraduate entity of the Medical School of Sierra Leone. Again, Professor, you are congratulated. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I will attempt to zoom in on Professor Kabine Koroma. Professor Kabine Koroma, PhD, DSc. For us to have educated people of this nature in a place like Sierra Leone, I think will also give us an opportunity to fully utilize them. For a man who has lectured almost all over the world and who is highly educated and who has also recently served as a board of director of the Minerals Agency and who actually restructured it before he left it, I think the president took all of that into consideration before he appointed him to this new very important position. EDSA is a very important component. Somebody informed me, I'm not sure about it yet, that the minister in charge of energy is within the hall. But what I will plead with Professor Koroma is for him, as the new head, to undertake a sensitization tour to educate members of the public what the unbundling process is all about. The unbundling process that created the EDSAs and the other entities that we are now talking about. Unfortunately, only recently I listened to the radio and I discovered that somebody was attempting to talk about the importance of electricity. But he did not even know that the present structure, the present arrangement is as a result of a government-structured unbundling system. Nobody knows about it in many places. Perhaps you should undertake a sensitization tour to make us, those of us who are less educated, to understand what this unbundling is all about. And the minister too, if he's within the hall, will help us in that regard. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, Professor Kabine Koroba is not only a highly educated man, but he's also a man of the people. Professor Koroba is the kind of man who will spend most of his time with his people in Gambia. I'm not suggesting that too many Gambia people have been appointed to positions, but I'm merely stating that he's a man of the people, a man who is quite willing and prepared to be part and parcel of the people where he comes from. And this is why I've always respected him. And he's also a man you can always see as a man who is friendly, ready to help. I know a good number of people who were in London at one time who stayed in the home of Mr. Koroma, and he did not even grumble about it. These are the kind of Sierra Leoneans we want to be part of, both internally here and externally here. So again, Professor, having taught in 5 continents and more than 6 universities, you have made your name. And this could be the good reason why the President, Dr. Ernest Bai Koroma, believes that you should continue to serve this country. And I'm very certain that you will continue to serve this country. Congratulations. The other gentlemen are equally very important, especially the gentleman who is going to go to the Ports Authority. The Ports Authority is a very important component in the administration of the state, in generating income. And we are very, very certain, and I'm quite certain, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, that Yerebe, once he goes there, he will perform well. And once he performs well, then of course he will have satisfied the aspirations of the president who appointed him to that very important position. May I thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you very much. Thank you, honorable members. Thank you.
Honorable Tolly, 3 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I'm up to lend my voice to these fine nominees. And as you just said, I'm going to get myself limited to the time you just set. Mr. Speaker, allow me to single out 2 of these nominees, and I will start with Koto Kiopa, a man, a proud, boastful boy, a man because he passed through a very, very, very good institution of that sort, has served this nation without any blemish in character, a fine Sierra Leonean whom any other Sierra Leonean won't really to emulate. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, these are the type of people, had it not been for age because of retirement, to me, he still should be out there preaching the gospel of decency. So to me, it tells you what it means to pass through the walls of Bull School. Not all schools in Bull, but the Bull Government Secondary School. And that's just one character of that sort.
But Honorable Mohammed, if he did go to the Bull School, I'm sure graduates of Bull School would not pronounce gospel as gospel.
I said, it's gospel, Mr. Speaker.
Okay,
one. Phonetics, we pass through. Mr. Speaker, yes, we handle phonetics. Mr. Speaker, my quarter coming to this particular agency will be faced with a lot of issues. And if approved by this house, this particular agency will not just be left up in the hands of Koto K. Oba and the other members. I tell you, the issue of drug is becoming too worrisome, Mr. Speaker. from primary school, secondary, going up to university, and even amongst other elderly people or even in the civil servant, you meet them taking this particular thing excess. And for sure, I tell you, Mr. Speaker, a lot of this liver cirrhosis and other things you always hear of is not really about the type of water or other things people take. A good number of this particular liver infection I tell you comes from these bad drugs people do take that are not medically advised for them to take. Mr. Speaker, I want to tell Koto Keoba to say to me, if he's to succeed in this fight, he need to really check with the Ministry of Truth for us to really check what sort of things to enter in this nation. Because when you watch at how porous our borders are, you get all sort of drugs entering this nation. Yes, the security agencies are really doing their own bit, but we all really need as a nation to really help this set of people if they are to succeed in their venture. To me, Mr. Speaker, watching at the behavior of youth these days, the development of a nation is not just centered on the economy, agriculture, and other things, but if you do not have decent youth to follow the footsteps of those of us that are now seated there, tomorrow we have a nation with all of the degrees that we have, but they will not behave as expected. To tell you how drugs are really disturbing people, go to the Kisi dockyard. You find out that at the end of the day, this youth, a good number of them, our native people say SO2, Gina, they disturb their body. These are no Gina. These are no evil spirits. It's the excessive intake of alcohol. Go to the city of rest. Some are even put under chain and lock until they take few weeks. After those weeks, you see they really come back normal. But believe in me, as long as they leave them, go out again to the wider public, you see them starting the same habit. But what is disturbing us here really as a nation is the too much right given to this youth. The too much right. Because in our days, Mr. Speaker, believe in me, you really will not dare sit in public and take beer or take something you're not supposed to take. You have somebody coming to really deal with you from that point. But these days, if you handle a child whom you meet taking a thing of that sort, you have FSU, you have other areas, they will take you to, they say that's not your business. So Koto Keoba and the others, you really have a very good fight to fight, and we need to come closer to you if you are to succeed. Of course, the lady who, Madam Ada Conte, you are, you know, His Excellency since 2012 had always said he is a man who have passion for women. And at any time people, nominees are sent in this house, you must see at least 5 or 6% or 10% of women folk in that part, among the nominees. You are a youth missionary. If this mission is to succeed, it is you that...
Time. The Honorable Alhaji Dumbuya.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for giving me this opportunity to say some few words about the nominee.
Honorable Bash, sorry. Did he say Alhaji SO2? Did he say Alhaji Odin at Church SO2? But this day you have Pastor Ba, Pastor Jalo. We don't have Pastor Jalo. Continue, Alhaji.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As I said, I am very pleased to have this opportunity to say some few words about the nominee, whom I've known very well, more so Mr. Ba.
You have 3 minutes.
And my brother here, Amadou Dumbuya. I've known him for quite some time. He's a fine gentleman, and if you agree with me, to the lives of people in this country.
Not least because the speaker is a Dumbuya.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Dumbuya is a very knowledgeable man who is willing, able, and capable to do the job he's charged with, and also responsible for his absence. So also, Mr. Ba is a fine man, and above all the nominees, they say few are chosen, many are called, but few are chosen. And I believe the confidence proposed on them by His Excellency to serve in those various capacities will be expected of them, and they will measure to our expectation. Mr. Speaker, my colleagues have said so many things about the nominee, but more so about drug abuse. I believe if a nation wants to prosper, the abuse of that intoxicates our youth should be addressed. I don't want to talk about city, but most of you will agree with me that since we took over power in 2007, we have made remarkable changes in the electricity of this country. The reason is no country will develop without energy, without electricity. And I'm proud that we have achieved tremendously in that area, for which I thank His Excellency the President, Dr. Ernest Bai Koroma. Sierra Leone used to be labeled as the darkest city or the darkest country in the world. But now we can boast of street lights, we can boast of light in our homes, and we have seen the impact it has made. And all this headquarters town, thank you. Mr. Speaker, Mr. Speaker, the nominees are very dependable to do the job they are charged with. They are fine, they are knowledgeable. Thank you. They are knowledgeable, very experienced, for which we are proud of. I have no doubt that they will measure to our expectations. And with these few words, I thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The Honorable Ansu Kai Kai.
I thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, we have before us a report from the Appointment and Public Service Committee. And we have been asked to ratify that report. As a matter of fact, it's a constitutional mandate that the President should appoint and Parliament should approve. So therefore, we are carrying out a constitutional mandate this morning. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, we have several of our countrymen and women that are before us this morning. But I, in the beginning, must say this, that I'm highly impressed with the consultant neurologist, Professor Lisk. From what I have read and the documents that I have, his profile is an excellent one, if not near excellent. These are the examples of the Sierra Leoneans that have served overseas that must come home and serve their country. And he has done so. And as a matter of fact, I also noted that he is being a visiting professor here in the College of Medicine and Allied Sciences, and that in fact, he is not taking salary at all. He reminds me of a Sierra Leonean who served his country effectively. and for the longest time did not collect his salary. He donated it, and that was the late President Ahmad Tijan Kabah. Believe me, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, we have a lot of our countrymen overseas that have served who must now follow the example of Professor Lisk. But Professor Lisk, you are quite aware of what I am going to say. And those are the areas, one of the areas that I would like you to focus on. I believe, and to the best of my knowledge, we only have one oncologist in this country. I don't know if we have a urologist, but we do need them. So as soon as you get approved, as soon as you go to work earnestly, make sure you encourage our medical professionals to specialize in those areas and other areas where they are most needed by this country. Our medical school has trained a lot of Sierra Leoneans who are now serving overseas because they are out there looking for greener pastures. There is no need for us to be going overseas to Nigeria, Ghana, and even the United States to be looking for specialist medical attention. Connaught Hospital is one of the oldest hospitals in Africa. Most likely, Kolebu is not older than Connaught Hospital. Those are the areas that I'm pleading, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, with Professor Lisk to immediately focus on and make sure that we have those professionals and equipment, and of course, their wherewithal knowledge that should transform our medical facilities into working assets for the people of this country. It is often said that we do not even have dialysis machines in our hospitals, Mr. Speaker, honorable members. In your capacity, having served in all of those European and other facilities, please make sure, expose the government, expose us members of parliament in telling the people, let the people know that machines of that nature that may not cost more than $60,000 are not in our hospitals. If they are there, they are not working. And we may not even have the medical technicians that should operate those machines. That is not good for us. A member of parliament this year passed away because of kidney failure. And the machine was not there to have at least resuscitated him to the point where a donor might come up to help him save his life. And apart from the fact that the family lost him, this country also lost that illustrious son. And there are plenty of Sierra Leoneans who are meeting their early deaths because of this country not having such facilities. So on that note, you are an asset to this country. I pray that when the president is giving his 10th honors to Sierra Leoneans, that you be among them. I recommend you. We have here also other Sierra Leoneans who are before us this morning, eminent citizens like Kioba, Alhaji Kioba, and of course Professor Kroma and several others. For Professor Kioba, I don't need to say much. That man has been in the quarters. He has also been in the mansions. He has driven the Volkswagens and the Mercedes in this country. He knows Sierra Leone, and he knows precisely what is happening in the ghettos and on fertile grounds. So we need not tell him what to do when he becomes... We need not tell him when he becomes who I suppose he's going to be. In that capacity, he's well seasoned to serve his country and his people in. There are professionals who are going to be useful to this country that are amongst you, the nominees today. There are a few of those also who have served in other boards. And those boards, I don't know what happened to them, but they were approved by us. And not too long after that, the entire board was dismantled. But those are the workings of the system. That's how the system works. For them, they have a second lease on life. So make sure that whatever mistakes were done in those boardrooms are not made in the boardrooms that you are now going to be serving in. You have tremendous experiences that you must take to those boardrooms. And for those who are consumer organization representatives going to serve on, for instance, the electricity authority or supply board, or those boards are going to determine how much money the man at the bottom of the ladder and the woman on top of the ladder are going to pay in electricity bills. Don't forget where you are coming from once you take your seats on those boards. Make sure that that which you have been doing that has propelled you to where you are going to be are well represented by you. If you fail, we the politicians will be abused and not you. It is we who will be blamed and not you. So when we approve you this morning, we are approving you because we are relying on you that you will do that which is best for the people and in the interest of the people of this country. This is the only country we have. And we cannot let those people whose pockets we are going to have some amount of authority on suffer. So we are relying on you, and we hope and pray that you represent us well on those boards. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, there is a woman among these people. I am sure God doesn't have to be everywhere. That's why he created women. Have that in mind. God doesn't have to be everywhere. That is why he created women. So therefore, you are not only representing us, but you are going to represent God on that board. Make sure that those children, those addicts, are relieved of their sufferings so that we'll have sanity. They will come back to society and contribute to the sanity of our country and our society. On that note, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I ask that we approve them.
The honorable leader, before I call on you, Honorable Ansumana Jaya Kaikai, you are an Alaji. And for all we know, be you Muslim or Christian, not only is God omniscient, God is also omnipresent. That is, he's everywhere.
Mr. Speaker, you are correct. But you know what? Physically, we cannot see him. So we see the women.
Thank you. Honorable leader.
So, since I just came from the boarding, so, 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 so,
and
Mr. Speaker, if I may join that, I think Ansu was saying God may not want to be everywhere. That's why he created women. I don't know if I'm wrong. You know. It's not necessary for him to be everywhere.
So what is the answer?
So are women representatives of God then?
According to him.
By the argument.
Thank you very much. Honorable members, Mr. Speaker, Ansu, you are reading directly from my notes. Believe me. You know, as you speak, I see my notes being taken away. Yes, honorable members. So I want to stand on the existing accolades and caution that you have given to these nominees. What I want to add briefly to the nominees that politicians these days bear the greatest burden. And for not only these days, politicians have always bear the greatest brunt of destroying this country, they claim. That is the claim of everybody, to a point that is even a record. Now politics don't put we behind. It is very, very, very serious. It is very, very, very serious. Honorable members, correct me if I'm wrong. Our administrative public officials in our MDAs, for me as a person, have disappointed me very seriously. They've disappointed us. I don't know if the reason is because they are permanent and we are temporary. They know the terrain. But believe me, the trend today, even when ministers come, the deputies and their ministers, they set them apart just so that things will not work. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, you will agree with me that administrative documents are delayed with impunity. Information from these MDAs to members of the public are delayed or not even made available at all. A very recent example, I cited it yesterday, I'm going to cite it again. We passed the 2016 Finance Act to give regulation information to members of the public about how the budget of 2016 was going to be financed. And in that document, we highlighted and passed into law a lot of regulations, removing 15% tax holiday for EDSA. That's very, very fundamental. Removing the GST 15%, not only for EDSA, but even for water. A very fundamental and useful information to reach the people. Did not. Look at the hue and cry, the hullabaloo, the topsy-turvy it cost this nation. And who are they blaming? The government. That document was signed by His Excellency the President on the 17th of March, 2016. 7 months apart, no information was taken to the members of the public with impunity. Today,
sorry, Mr. Leader. Yes, Madam.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the time is now 12. I move that SO5 to be suspended to continue the business of the House.
Any seconder?
Mr. Speaker, I shall second.
Honorable members, it has been moved and seconded that SO5 to be suspended so that the business of the House may continue it being 12 and consistent with the relevant standing orders. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
So, honorable members, had that information been passed to consumers since March to October, I believe the situation would have been totally different. So these public officials, if you think you are sabotaging a government, you are sabotaging the nation. If this country goes into fire, you too will be burning in that fire. When we had rebel war in this country, everybody ran away, including public officials.
Well, welcome.
So sometime if we go back to those history, today is about undermining each other, undermining the government, undermining the state. We have monies, huge amount of monies, that we need to submit information and document internationally, which they usually call benchmarks, for people of this country to benefit. For those of us who are international parliament, they always tell us Sierra Leone is put under the category of a country that does not have the capacity to absorb grants. Free money, because our officials are not passing the information, either they delay in passing that information or they don't pass it at all. Millions of dollars are laying there. Believe me, go and Google it. I'm not standing here to win a debate, but this is a fact. Because when those millions of dollars are here pro bono, free for this country, these people will suppress them, will suppress those documents. If you don't go where arrangements are done, they will arrange for you. You are not there, they will give it to those who are available. The president was painfully crying at Potloko, I remember, this year, on these benchmarks. Yes, they were there, laughing. I saw some of them. Honestly, the public officials, because I don't know what the agenda is. No, there is today in this country, everything has, I'm going to continue to say it, when these people are making irregular riches from our sweat, what they call them, they are getting mass, they are getting mokofe, they give them a very good name. Yes, you know, politicians are branded as thieves, rogues. Yes, I mean, this got to stop. That is why His Excellency the President has appointed you, because you have been viewed by His Excellency to be fine people, very, very diligent in your duties, in your past duties, and even in your present duties. Out of 7 million people, he chose you to go to these boards as overseers. Believe me, we are giving you these stories, these painful stories, for you to know. It will surprise you that some of your colleagues who approve here, when they go there, they are giving cozy offices, some vehicles, some little. They forget about supervising the officials now. Yes. You know, Mr. Chairman of the board, we have a trip for you to go there. Mr. Board member, we want you to go, you know. Please, I am not expecting this fine gentleman and that woman to do such. But it is out there. It's been done. We are begging you. The president has tremendous confidence. And this parliament is almost there to approve you on the basis of the confidence we have that you are going to do what is right. these officials are very, very cunning. They are very deceptive. Don't take to those baits. Do justice to Sierra Leone. Supervise them. If they quote something that you don't understand, come to us. We have the documents. We know their limits. We know their mandates. So please use parliamentarians. You see, after we are elected, the next year I'm seen with the people of this country, because they are ready to make a turnover, they will just say, they all so too. They all na useless politicians, na useless MPs. What the powers contained in this parliament, the powers of the legislature, if people in this country understand it, this country will forge ahead. For it's about ministers. It's about somebody who is a permanent secretary. We oversee them. We regulate them. But so, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, it's an admonishment to these nominees. You are going to very important institutions. Look at the law enforcement. Because the youthful population that we have today and the information revolution that they are now enjoying, because when we were born during the BBC, we were born before computer. This information that they are now getting in twinkle of a second speed of a sound, we did not have that opportunity. They call it the social media. Insulting elders, insulting leaders, whether it's a religious leader. Everybody's privacy is now online. Presidents are abused with impunity. Vice president puts naked on. Yeah, we laugh at it. Yes. We laugh at it. Whether it's a caricature or not, it's immoral. We laugh at it. Yesterday, I was listening to Radio 98. I heard them crying about a lady, an 11-year-old lady that was in the theater being operated on the private aspect of that surgery. Was exposed to social media. Too late. Less than a week ago, I'm on record going to the television and the radio to defend the regulation of media. You know, they call it social media, they think they should not be regulated. I mean, if people are only reading the laws of this country with some amount of seriousness and patriotism. Even if some of us who are trained in the village in these communities, if you abuse somebody in certain community, they have what is called kasi. So too, yes, you pay a fine. Nobody takes that because they want to maintain a moral standard of a village or a community. Then people are looking at it today, social media, they should not be regulated, including lawyers. They came up with a press release. Please, let us go and read these laws. The laws are there. Section 25, subsection 1, and subsection 2. It gives you clear indication as to what the do's and the don'ts of your so-called freedom of speech. Freedom of speech? You are not going to be free depending on what you say. And we are going to stand by that. Honorable members, I join the others to let us approve this. Thank you very much.
Honorable SCT, the leader started off by saying that Ansu Kaikai had taken the wind out of his sail. But after his presentation, It does not give me the impression that this really happened. Honorable members, the question is, be it resolved that the 16th report of the fourth session of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service be adopted by the House, and that the recommendations contained therein be approved. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Motion of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service has been ratified.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I congratulate you on behalf of Parliament. As I normally say, and I like to say again, it is invidious really to single out one or two where many, or in this case all of them, are deserving of praise. But really, when we talk about Professor Lisk, in the field of medicine, he is both a national and international celebrity. The name Professor Lisk suffices for anything that is consumed as far as medicine is concerned, not only in this country, but perhaps in the whole world. Is globally recognized. It is a pride to Sierra Leone that will have somebody of his stamp. I congratulate all of you. I wish you well. Thank you. You can go. Okay.
One hour.
Honorable members, the debate on the Committee of Supply begins today. It does begin today, and I've been told that would have two committees for presentation, but the final touches are now being made. So we'll go for lunch and come back at 1:15. The House is accordingly adjourned. To me officially that the reports that were to be presented and discussed today have not been distributed to members, and to facilitate, even accelerate the process of debate, members must have had copies of the report. Where that has not been done, it is difficult to do anything. In light of that, I'll adjourn the House to tomorrow.